Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here. Happy Christmas Eve to you all. Today is December 24th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday today here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page has announced they found a lost dog in the area of North 10th Avenue and West Palmetto Street yesterday afternoon. You can view pictures at facebook.com/Wauchula Police and find details on how to recover your dog. Have you recently purchased an item from an online auction or seller or sold an item and wondered where you could safely meet the seller or purchaser to finalize that transaction? Well, the Wauchula Police Department has established an internet purchase exchange location at the police headquarters at 128 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula. This exchange location provides for a well-lit area that will be recorded utilizing video surveillance. Citizens are welcome to come into the lobby of the police department, which is also under constant video surveillance during normal business hours to conduct your transactions. If you need to conduct your transaction after hours or the items you're exchanging are too large to bring inside, you are encouraged to conduct the transaction near the exchange location sign for maximum video recording coverage. Your local events, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce has announced a change of plans for the upcoming gala. They will now host the 2021 Kentucky Derby Gala on May 1st, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Ladies, wear your biggest hats and gentlemen, wear your bow ties. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Kemper Sports Incorporated in Bowling Green is looking for a pastry chef. You must have a food handling certificate, a flexible schedule, and advanced knowledge of food service with a strong pastry background. Greystone Property Management in Wauchula is looking for a property manager, a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, and 1 year of low-income housing tax credit. Property management and customer service experience is preferred. And Valmont Industries is looking for a material controller. Candidates must have 3 or more years of experience with material handling control or a related field, basic math and computer skills, and a flexible schedule. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday today here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 77. Intermittent clouds with an 11% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 2, low. Winds south-southwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 14 miles an hour. Humidity is 73%. Humid. The dew point 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 71%. The visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 4,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:28 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy, patchy fog early this morning, a slight chance of showers early this afternoon, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, windy with highs in the lower 80s, south winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Cooler with lows in the lower 40s. West winds around 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight with a 90% chance of rain. And tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Much cooler with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Christmas night, mostly clear. Cold with lows in the lower 30s and northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. College graduates with degrees in agriculture can expect strong job demand, according to a new report. The study estimates steady growth in job opportunities for agriculture graduates and that employer demand for available graduates will exceed supply. Although the study began before the pandemic, the report's authors say they're confident demand for agriculture graduates will remain strong and steady. The USDA, the EPA, and the FDA have announced the renewal of the Joint Agency Formal Agreement Winning on Reducing Food and Waste Initiative. The agreement reaffirms the agency's commitment to improve coordination and communication efforts to better educate Americans on the impacts and importance of reducing food loss and waste. Food loss and waste negatively impacts food security, the economy, communities, and the environment. Since the Trump administration launched the initiative, the collaborative effort has achieved great success. The United Kingdom leaves the European Union Customs Union on January 1st, opening a tremendous opportunity to expand what George Mason University's Mercatus Center scholar Dan Griswold calls underdeveloped farm trade with the world's fifth largest economy. He says U.S.-UK trade talks have been underway throughout 2020, and the incoming administration needs to pursue a speedy conclusion in early 2021. In a new policy brief, Griswold urges Washington and London to eliminate tariffs and give consumers access to better, cheaper, and more varied food and beverages.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday, we reported on the work being done at the University of Florida and elsewhere to improve blueberry pollination. The berries, of course, rely on bees and other pollinators to produce fruit. And Dr. Rachel Malinger says this has become a real expense for growers.
Some growers do manage their own hives, but the vast majority of them rent. And they pay a price, you know, usually somewhere anywhere between $50 and $70 for a hive. And they bring in a number of hives, depending on how big their farm is. So it can be a pretty significant cost. Those obviously are rented, then they go back to the beekeeper at the end of that season.
Dr. Malinger is referencing honeybees there, but growers also use bumblebees as pollinators. These bees are purchased because the colony does not live beyond the pollination season.
And in that case, they purchase them from a company. There's one main company that sells them. And they purchase them, they get shipped straight to the farm. They're there for the pollination period. They typically only last about 8 weeks before they die. So bumblebee colonies don't live for multiple years like honeybee colonies do. Growers have to purchase new bumblebee colonies every year.
You can learn more about pollinator ecology and conservation on her website, www.rachelmalinger.com.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Learn more at www.aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act made good his threat to do so, including his demand for lawmakers to include limits on social media companies. But the president isn't alone in his criticism of the overall omnibus spending bill, with which Senator Rand Paul has some similar complaints.
Paul tackles what he calls out-of-control spending wherever it occurs, including in health care, the military, and foreign aid. Among his complaints, the just-passed $2.3 trillion omnibus spending bill, 5,600 pages long, he complains, written behind closed doors and made public just 6 hours before it went up for a final vote.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew, Wall Street didn't seem fazed by President Trump's criticism of the $900 billion COVID relief bill from Tuesday night. The S&P was up 3, the Dow was up 114, the NASDAQ was down 37. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. A short college basketball schedule last night. Tennessee closed strong with an 80-60 win over USC upstate.
Victor Bailey was among six Vols with at least 9 points, finishing with a team-high 18. Josiah Jordan James provided 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Vols, who shook off a slow start to remain unbeaten. Tennessee led just 33-26 at halftime and didn't pull away until a 12-2 run midway through the second half. The Volunteers begin their SEC schedule next Wednesday against Missouri.
That's Dave Ferry reporting. Number 5 Villanova routed Marquette 85-68 for its sixth consecutive win. 23rd rated Ohio State bounced back from its Big Ten season opening loss to Purdue, cooling off Rutgers 80-68. 13th-ranked Creighton ekes out a 66-61 win over 22nd-ranked Xavier. Number 18, Illinois, beat Penn State. This is SRN Sports. In college football news, Arizona hired New England Patriots assistant Jed Fish as its head football coach. The school announced Fish will replace Kevin Sumlin, who was fired earlier this month after the Wildcats finished the season winless. The 44-year-old Fish is a longtime assistant with experience in both the NFL and college football. He worked at Michigan, UCLA, Miami, and Minnesota. This is his first season as quarterbacks coach with the Patriots. He previously worked with Jacksonville, Seattle, Denver, Baltimore, and the Houston Texans. NHL news, Tampa Bay Lightning winger Nikita Kucherov is expected to miss the entire regular season because of a hip injury that requires surgery. The 56-game season begins January 13th and ends May 8th. Losing the 2019 NHL MVP and leading scorer from the 2020 playoffs is a major blow to the defending Stanley Cup champions. And 40-year-old goalie Ryan Miller returning to the Anaheim Ducks. SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hearty Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, whoever said nothing is impossible has never tried slamming a revolving door. We'll be off tomorrow for Christmas, so we invite you to tune in again on Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and happy holidays. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.